WFXX. Once again,
the Fox, your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7, the Fox Knowledge.
Oh, yeah. Let's get this three-day party weekend, the penultimate weekend before Christmas, underway with a fabulous, a fantastic, a feeling fine Football Friday edition of Let's Talk right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. It's your old pals Ironhead and Mr. Geezy available for discussion this morning. You can join said discussion by giving a ring at 814-954-7266. Let us know what's on your mind as we kick off the three-day party holiday weekend.
Okay, hold on. Football Friday?
Oh, baby. It is Army-Navy Eve. Does not get any bigger than that, my friends. America's game. The Commander-in-Chief Trophy on the line tomorrow in Baltimore, 3 o'clock. You don't want to miss it. It is one of the great spectacles in American sports. And, yep, it is the stage all to itself tomorrow. And then lots of NFL action coming up on Sunday, including the Philadelphia Eagles trying to snap a three-game losing skid. And then none other than the Pittsburgh Steelers will wrap up the NFL weekend on Monday night against those Miami Dolphins. And you'll be able to hear that game right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. A complete rundown of sports, by the way, is just around the corner.
They're going to freeze out the Dolphins Monday night. All right. They're from Miami,
so.
For goodness.
I really hope so.
It might get down in the teens down there,
that
maybe.
That would be wonderful.
On Monday night, it's going to be cold. Woo.
Whatever it takes.
All right.
Let's get it done.
We've got an open line show. Lots of things to talk about here. We'll once again try to solve our country's problems. Could be health care. Could be illegal immigration. We have thoughts on both. We'll see if we get to them. We'll get your calls. I'm in a little la 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 la. 814-954-7266. Sun's out here on a Friday morning. Yes, probably the whole neighborhood got a snow burst sometime last night, overnight, and so on. Roads are fine. Watch the outlying roads. All right. They could still be a little, passed some school buses this morning on my way in. I just thought, we do not give enough credit to school bus drivers. All right. I've never driven a school bus. I don't want to drive a school bus. That thing's way too big for me. But on some outlying roads, I'm thinking especially Penns Valley, Bald Eagle, Bellefonte, some outlying roads, still a little snow covered this morning. I hit some slick spots on my drive-in, so you might as well. So be careful, all right? No drag racing. Actually saw a couple of people on a two-lane road, saw a couple of people pass another driver this morning. I'm thinking, come on, you can't be in that much of a hurry to get wherever it is you think you need to go. Passing earlier this morning, I was like, that's nuts. That's crazy. Nah, don't do that. All right, so there we go. Now, if you remember, if you were listening on Wednesday, our friend Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, told us here that, yeah, it's going to be cold for another week. But then the Christmas week or week leading up to Christmas, we may have a warm-up. Oh, my. Now, 43 is a warm-up. Version of a warm-up, all right? Maybe low 40s there leading into Christmas. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's your thing. Now, what, you gotta jump on a plane or something today, don't you?
I do have to jump on a plane.
All right. You're going to Wyoming for that wrestling stuff.
It is true.
All right. Now, I'm just curious. When you take these road trips, do you check the weather where you're going? Do you ever do that?
Sometimes, yes. More often than not, yes. Sometimes, no. Sometimes, you just get a gut feeling about what is going to happen. But most times, yes, just because kind of want to know. footwear in particular, it's like if it is going to be on, it's looking like there's a reasonable chance that going into the venue we're going to have stuff. I just soon wear boots. Otherwise, if we're not, it looks like there's pretty much no chance of stuff, I'll just go ahead and wear the dress shoes right into the venue. So that's the primary reason, because everything else, it's like, well, I mean, you're going to do what you got to do to go find a restaurant or find, you know, whatever your needs are. So, but yeah, it looks, Wyoming looks very similar weather-wise to here, at least last I checked, which was admittedly earlier in the week.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, I'll probably do a little checking here while we're
on
the air this morning.
On a whim, the other day, I just checked it. I don't know why. I just put Laramie, Wyoming in.
Yeah.
And it was warmer than here, I thought.
The one day, well, let me bring it up. Why mess around
you
here?
You pulled that up.
I know the one day, I think it's either today or tomorrow, was supposed to be, at least earlier in the week, they were saying it might be around 50, which would be basically a
heat wave.
Well, actually, yeah, this is saying.
What's Here we go.
53 is the high today.
Oh!
53 is the high tomorrow.
Oh, my.
And 57. Now, we'll be leaving early Sunday morning, but 57 it's going to get up to on Sunday.
Whoo! Take your swimsuit.
Laramie. I'm telling you. Let the good times roll, baby.
See, when I think Wyoming, I've never been to Wyoming. When I think Wyoming, I think Rocky Mountains. I think rugged and cold.
Yep.
And like, apparently not.
Yeah, now the
surprise.
Tonight will be, looks like, a low of 37, and then it gets down to 29 tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
I mean, below freezing. Come on.
I'm not sure if we're going to have a high of 29 today. Holy mackerel.
Actually, their whole, I'm just looking at their next week looks not unreasonable. Thursday is the coldest day. Oh, next Thursday is 42 is the high, but 34 is the low, so. Yeah, they're not in a bad stretch here, it looks like, for this next week or so.
You may have to relocate.
No,
okay, there we go. Why doesn't Penn State Wrestling take on somebody in, like, Florida or Southern California?
A little Hawaii action. Could I submit
approval? Do they have a wrestling team?
The Bahamas. The women's basketball. I was talking with Joe Putnam, does the PA for wrestling this season. We were talking. They were talking about their trip to the Bahamas. I'm like, yeah. You guys go to the Bahamas. Now, we do get to go to Nashville, and I did point that out. I'm like, that is a good trip. But generally, yeah, we're going to, like, Iowa City, Ann Arbor.
Gritty places.
And they're going to the Bahamas.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, buddy. You're really rough.
It's a rough life, but somebody's got to lead it.
All right, now we have a busy weekend here while Mr. Vacation Boy is going to a warm spot.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. Belfont Victorian Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Starts later this evening.
The
opening ceremonies, 6 or 7 o'clock tonight. And then some activities tonight, full slate of activities tomorrow, bunch of activities on Sunday. So for our friends in Belfont and folks that want to go, that's a really great event. Check that out. Mm-hmm. Also at the Penn State Arboretum, they've got their really cool display. Now, this is going to be tomorrow evening from 4 to 8 p.m. You've got the Arboretum and I still call it the new Palmer Museum of Art, kind of like right there, right off Park Avenue. They've got some really neat lights displays. They're going to have some things, I guess, in the museum.
Little known fact, there's a bunch of trees up at the Arboretum. You ought to check it out sometime. Yeah, you wouldn't believe the number of trees there at the Arboretum.
Arboretum.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's
just they have a number of trees. I was very surprised.
Okay, folks. When's that flight leave?
It's actually where we got engaged.
All right, let's see. What else do we have? Now, we mentioned this earlier in the week. The snowplow competition.
Oh, yeah.
All right. This is with some school kids and tied in with PennDOT, where they decorate a snowplow And then they have a competition to pick who gets the best snowplow.
Perhaps they could use those snowplows. Just a quick aside here.
Yes.
Interstate 79, apparently, PennDOT has decided this winter that, 79, we don't need to solder plow that road.
Oh.
It's like, well... You know, it's actually pretty well used.
It
might be helpful. No, nothing on Wednesday morning. Anyways,
So
hopefully, like, all these right. plows could be used, and like maybe when it starts to snow, go ahead and put them out there and clear the streets would be just a thought. Maybe.
Well, we do that around
PennDOT's listening.
We do that here.
Sometimes better than others, but yeah.
Anyway, so PennDOT has their, this is an annual thing.
Yes.
The theme this year, don't race, leave some space.
Leave that space.
Interesting. I encountered some racers on my way in this morning. Now, here's the deal. You can vote on the winning plow.
Hello. I can?
And they do this by sections of the state.
Uh-huh.
So where we are, there are competitors from Bellefonte High School, Central Mountain High School, Clearfield High School, Moshannon Valley High School, Sugar Valley Charter School, Walnut Street Christian School, that's between Lock Haven and Williamsport, and West Branch High School. They all created pretty cool plow. Well, they didn't play, you know, they painted the plow blades.
Yeah.
And the idea is people can vote and then we'll see who the winner is. But you've got to vote by midnight Sunday night.
Midnight.
That's when they're closing
Sunday.
It up.
All
so
right.
If you do a web search for probably just PennDOT paint the plow or something like that,
uh-huh.
that should be enough to get you to the right place so that you vote in the right section of the state. All right. By the way, we are District 2. According to this, okay? So make sure you get out and vote. No, you can only vote once, okay, because they track this by email address. But, Bellefonte and Keystone Central, that'd be Central Mountain, are both in our neighborhood. Actually, Sugar Valley Rural Charter School's in Loganton. I've been to Loganton, and I picked us up, our FM signal in Loganton. So if you're one of those three schools, maybe in particular, actually, I should shut up. Moshannon Valley's in Houtsdale. They can actually pick us up there. It's a little scratchy, but they can pick us up there. West Branch is in Morrisdale, which is over in Clearfield County. I believe they can pick us up there.
I think that's
so. Actually, and even Walnut Street Christian School, that's in Avis. Avis is between Lock Haven and Williamsport. I am told they can pick us up there.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, all of these schools... I just thought of that. All of these schools qualify. So, hey, get online and vote for your favorite snowplow.
Yeah, do it.
There you go. All right, if you need some money for Christmas.
Oh, who doesn't?
Here we go. The Powerball jackpot tomorrow night is at least $1 billion. And daggone, I went and did it yesterday, Mr. Ironhead. You urged me.
Yep.
I had to make a stop at a store for a few things, and they always put the lottery machines right by the exit.
Funny how that works, yes.
Right by
almost
the exit.
Like they know
I
what
thought,
they're doing.
Okay, I've got $2 burning a hole in my pocket.
Uh-huh.
I thought, all right, I'll buy a ticket. And again, I only buy one. If God wants me to win this money, one ticket will do the trick. Okay. But in this case, I pick my own numbers.
Aha!
See, I almost never
do
that.
You don't trust it to just any old random. Yeah,
right?
You got to pick them.
Now,
I like it.
So I put in my $2.
Yeah.
And I punch Powerball. All right. Then the screen comes up. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna pick my own numbers. So I hit that button right there.
Damage the machine. Punch
it. And then I just stood there. I'm like... Okay, now what?
Oh, boy.
Now, I've seen these folks in action, and it's amazing. These folks that are, I think they're called diviners. These are people, sometimes they're called water witches. These are the folks that they get some kind of a branch or a twig or something from a tree, and I think it has to be a certain kind of wood. And these folks will walk around, and they claim that they can find where water sources are under the ground. Have you seen this? All right, these folks, they kind of hold on to this branch with both hands, And then they kind of walk around and allegedly, I don't know, they get some kind of feeling or something and they point to a certain spot and they're like, okay, drill right here. There's water down there. And amazingly, I think more often than not, they're right. It's like, how do you do that? I don't understand. So yesterday in front of the lottery machine, I tried my best divining. So I just took my index finger and I'm kind of going over the numbers. Okay, I'm trying to get a feeling here. Okay, okay, that one. Okay, that one. And I end up picking all my numbers. Now, I was using my index finger. No, not other fingers. Index finger. Maybe I should have gotten a divining rod. That's what it's called, divining rod. And just pointed it at the lottery machine. Okay, which one of these is it? So I pick my six numbers, and maybe we'll give you an update on Monday. How I did, and of course, if my magic finger did the trick,
oh baby,
Mr. Ironhead, I'm done at Christmas. Okay, so it's been nice to know you. All right, have fun on your trip to Wyoming.
I feel like you should be throwing a little, you know, a few dimes this way since I helped you.
I will give you
ultimately.
I'll give you a few dimes.
I mean, okay, that just seems
that works.
Appropriate.
All right, let's see what else do we have here on a Friday morning. Well, I don't know why some people get all wound up over this. Time yesterday announced their annual Person of the Year. Did you see this? The Person of the Year is... Well, it is a person. What? You think it's... Well, no.
Was
that,
it not me?
See, that was a... You were a prior Person of the Year.
I thought it was going to be a two-time...
No.
Two-time winner.
No. Has anybody ever been a two-time winner?
I was going to be the first.
Oh.
That was my plan. My plan was to be numero uno.
Now, see, here, this is where we need to turn our webcam on because we have a thing on the wall. Person of the Time Person of the Year, Jeff Byers, I'm thinking. And it's a picture of him.
It is a picture of me.
Yeah, a much younger picture of you.
Yeah, it's a clean shave of me. Oh, those were the
Well, anyway, the Time Person of the Year, first off, I could argue it's not a person. Or it's more than one person.
Oh.
And this was predicted. I saw this. The architects of AI are the Time Person of the Year.
Hmm.
Well, first off, AI is not a person, even though they're trying. And the architects of AI. So, in other words, there's a bunch of folks. In other words, this is all about AI. Woo, hoo, hoo. Okay. AI, AI, AI. Very nice. So if you're into time and you think that's important, okay. Now, there was another AI announcement yesterday, and this is big. This is truly big. If you missed this yesterday, Disney and OpenAI. Now, that's ChatGPT, which is the most famous, the most popular of the AIs out there. I use ChatGPT periodically for research, and it's really, really good. I mean, it finds answers, it finds them fast, it organizes them very thoroughly, really good stuff. Really, it's a tool that you need to use, all right? It's old-fashioned web browsing or web searching is like so 90s. So 90s. I mean, it's old. OpenAI, chat, or AI's good stuff. Yesterday, Disney and OpenAI announced they're going to do a three-year deal working together. Disney is going to invest $1 billion in this gig, and they are going to license over 200 of their characters from Disney, Pixar, Marvel, and Star Wars. Now, I got in my old job, I got a little bit of experience with this. Disney is downright anal when it comes to their characters. All right, you are not allowed to use them. You cannot use them for anything unless you get Disney's permission. And if somehow they get even a whiff that you used Mickey Mouse for something, they'll contact you. They've got plenty of lawyers. They'll contact you like, okay, you owe us money now because we own that and you don't. Oh, you got to be really careful with this stuff. So this is big. That they're willing to give, I guess, licensing or permission for over 200 of their characters to OpenAI. Now, not yet, but next year, OpenAI is going to start a new tool called Sora, S-O-R-A. And what Sora will do, it's called a text-to-video tool. So what you'll be able to do here is you don't have to draw anything, or you just have to write out, okay, here's what I want to see. And you can describe it like in a paragraph or paragraphs. You can be very thorough with your descriptions. All right, if you're familiar with AI, you know what a prompt is. A prompt is a question that you ask the AI app. If it's ChatGPT, Perplexity, Claude, Gemini, you know, oh, there's a slew of them now. It's incredible. You're very thorough writing out your prompt, and then you pretty much hit go, and the AI makes something or finds something, all right? Well, Sora is a text-to-video tool. So folks will be able to make short videos using actual Disney animated figures, and then you can use that for something. I don't know, you want to do a birthday video for a friend, and you wanted to involve, I don't know, Star Wars characters. By the way, these are illustrated characters, not the human characters, all right? So if you think you're going to get, you know, Mark Hamill from Star Wars to wish your Aunt Bob, or Aunt Bob, Uncle Bob, you know, happy birthday.
Well, these
no.
days,
well,
you never know.
I'm not going there, all right? So stop that. No, it's the animated characters. Now, it could be an animated Luke Skywalker, all right? But it's not actually Mark Hamill. Still, this is really, really big. Sora is supposed to launch early next year. I guess somehow they still need to get some approvals and make sure, you know, the I's are dotted, T's are crossed. OpenAI doesn't go too far with some of this stuff. It says short videos. I'm not sure what that means, if that's 10 seconds, if that's a minute. Doesn't really say that in here. But, folks, I'm telling you, how long until a lot of the entertainment industry is artificially created? And that would include not only illustrated figures, but I would say rather human-looking figures. We're getting closer and closer to this. So this Sora would allow you to make your own little, I don't know, call it a mini movie or something like that. Again, I don't know the length. I don't think it's very long. I think it would be less than a minute that you could make a video, and then involving, I don't know, Donald Duck or some of the Marvel superheroes or something like that. Now, how long until we get a whole full movie, like a two-hour movie? That is totally, in other words, somebody sits down and writes out a full script, I mean a full script for an entire movie, and then just hits the go button. And within whatever amount of time, the computers create an artificial movie. Would you go to see that movie? We've talked about this for the last 2 years. All right, my buddy over here, he wants to do this. All right, he wants to make his own movies. All right, he's nodding his head right now.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Folks, that's where we're going, I think. Now, making a two-hour movie as opposed to like a two-minute movie, okay, that's a big difference. But still, here it comes. And this Disney deal just rocked yesterday. Like, oh my gosh, really? Disney is anal about their stuff. Nope. They think they're going to make big money off of it. Let's see what happens. Interesting. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We have our sports segment. We have a busy weekend of sports coming up and some results from yesterday.
Yep, yep.
And then later on, we have open line time. Again, we'll try to solve the country's problems. We'll try to get you angry. We'll try to get in trouble and other fun things with your calls. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. The Fox Sports Weekend.
Is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays
on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Fox Sports.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel.
But a house is a home, decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Let's talk here on a Friday morning as we kick off the three-day party weekend, and we do it in style, and we do it with a check of the sports scene. Let's start with the latest around Penn State football. Lots of news developing yesterday. Quarterback Elliot Washington has become the first Penn State player to announce he is going to enter the transfer portal. Washington has 1 year of eligibility remaining. He has 53 tackles, 9 pass deflections, and a couple of interceptions in his Penn State career. Running back Nicholas Singleton will opt out of the Pinstripe Bowl. As first reported by Rich Scarsella of the Reading Eagle, Singleton is Penn State's all-time leader in all-purpose yards and touchdowns. Singleton becomes the third Nittany Lion to opt out of the bowl game this year, joining Zaki Wheatley and Zane Durant. Now, on the coaching front, strength and conditioning coach Chuck Losey is on the move. He'll be leaving Penn State to take the same role with Virginia Tech. Not surprising. He was expected to follow James Franklin there. He will be replaced by Reed Kagi, who is the
or has been the strength and conditioning coach at Iowa State under Matt Campbell. Matt Campbell is bringing offensive coordinator Taylor Mauser with him from Iowa State, along with safeties coach Dion Broomfield and offensive line coach Ryan Clanton. Meanwhile, Penn State running backs coach Stan Drayton is heading to South Carolina. And Penn State is reportedly set to hire Cincinnati Director of Player Personnel Jack Griffith as the Nittany Lions Assistant General Manager. Also added to the Penn State Football Directory yesterday, Director of Player Personnel Trent Slatnow, Chief of Staff Skip Burbanek, and Sport Performance Manager Aaron Hillman, all following Matt Campbell from Iowa State and now at Penn State. All right, let's check the high school scene from yesterday. State College wrestling team picking up a big 47-22 win over Cedar Cliff in the home opener last night. Noah Young, Luke Young, Cal Davis, and Reagan Dillon all recording pins for State College. Other winners for the Little Lions included Mason Sanderson, James Whitbread, Teague Sanderson, and Noah Williams. The Little Lions are now 2-1 on the season. Phillipsburg Osceola coming up just short against Clearfield last night, 40-27. The Bison take 7 of the 13 bouts. Jacob Dugan won by fall, and Caleb Hummel also got a win for the Mounties, while Hayden Kopchak, Devin Long, and Colton Chapman all got forfeit victories for the Mounties. The Bison picked up 4 falls, a forfeit, a major decision, and 2 decisions to get the win. Penns Valley boys basketball last night pulling away in the second half to post a 58-28 win over Bald Eagle Area in an intra-county battle. Julian Battaglia led the Rams with 18 points. Fletcher Ironside and Noah Battelle added 10 points apiece. James Collin had 14 points to lead Bald Eagle Area in the loss. The Penns Valley improves to 3-1 on the season. The Eagles fall to 0-4. Penns Valley also won the JV game last night, 43-34. Penns Valley won the junior high games with the A team prevailing 35-22 and the B team winning 29-14. Bellwood Annis defeated the Bellefonte boys basketball team last night, 50-39. The Red Raiders fall to 0-4 on the season. The Phillipsburg Osceola boys lost to Clearfield, 76-30 last night. The Mounties fall to 2-1. St. Joseph's boys losing a tough battle last night. Really good game at Juniata. 53-50, Juniata wins it. Isaiah Crispin led the Wolfpack with 16 points. Ethan Bowen had 11, as St. Joseph's is now 2-2 on the season. Also, Grace Prep losing to Juniata Christian in girls hoops yesterday, 24-20. Tonight, the State College boys will host Harrisburg. Tip-off at the State High North Gym will be at 7:30. The Little Lions are 2-1 on the season. And girls basketball tonight, Penns Valley will visit Bald Eagle Area. That action gets underway at 6. Bellefonte is at Bellwood Annis tonight. Also, Phillipsburg Osceola will host Clearfield at 6:15. And St. Joseph's will entertain Juniata. Tip-off there in Bullsburg is set for 6 o'clock. Penn State is heading into finals week next week, so it's a lighter weekend schedule, just 3 teams in action. And one of them, the Penn State men, will be at home. The Nittany Lions will play the Big Ten home opener tomorrow afternoon against Michigan State. The Nittany Lions are 8-2 on the season and are coming off a brutal 113-72 loss to Indiana in the conference opener. The ninth-ranked Spartans are off to an 8-1 start this season, 1-0 in the Big Ten. Tip-off at the Bryce Jordan Center tomorrow will be at 12 noon. Then tomorrow night, the top-ranked Penn State wrestling team returns to action, taking on Wyoming in Laramie. The Nittany Lions will be looking for their 75th consecutive dual meet win in that 8 o'clock match. The Cowboys are 2-2 on the season, while Penn State comes in at 3-0. Lady Lion basketball team will then close out the weekend for Penn State sports on Sunday afternoon as Penn State visits third-ranked South Carolina. Tip-off will be at 3:30 Sunday afternoon. The Penn State field hockey team is looking for a new head coach. Lisa Bervinchak-Love was the head coach for the past three seasons, but her contract is not getting renewed. So Bervinchak-Love, who had been on the coaching staff for 32 years, 29 years as an assistant, and then again the last three seasons as a head coach, she was thanked for all she's done for Penn State, but the Nittany Lions looking for a change in leadership. Penn State went 7-10 this past season, 2-6 in Big Ten games. Maren Collins, an outside hitter for the Penn State women's volleyball team, is entering the transfer portal. The freshman did not play due to injury this past season. The Lakeview, New York native becomes the second player to enter the transfer portal, joining Izzy Stark.
Yes.
Probably had a better use of my time last night, but I watched the Penguins and the Canadiens, and Montreal rolled to the 4-2 victory. That final score is a little deceiving. Penguins did get a couple of third-period goals to close the gap a bit. Brian Rust had a goal and an assist. Eric Carlson added a third-period goal as well. Pittsburgh, though, falls to 14-8-7 on the season. The Flyers rallied in the second period, played a scoreless third period, and then ultimately lost to Vegas in overtime 3-2 last night. Mark Stone scored the game winner for the Golden Knights, but Philadelphia gets an important point and moves ahead of Pittsburgh and New Jersey into sole possession of fourth place in the Metropolitan Division. And the Flyers are just 4 points out of first right now in the Metropolitan Division. It's a pretty closely grouped top of the standings there in the Metro. 76ers will host the Pacers tonight. That'll be a 7 o'clock tip. Philadelphia is 13-10 on the season. America's game, the Army-Navy game, is on tap tomorrow. Looking forward to it. I do love the Army-Navy game.
So do I.
That game will kick off at 3 o'clock at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. It is a bucket list item for me. I've never been in person to an Army-Navy football game, and I am determined. That is going to happen here before I leave this earth.
You got to pick a side.
Navy.
Navy.
Yeah.
Okay.
The winner gets the Commander-in-Chief's trophy tomorrow. Navy is 9-2, while Army is 6-5 on the season. The midshipmen are 6.5-point favorites in the rivalry game tomorrow. And Navy does lead the all-time series, if you were wondering. 63 wins for Navy, 55 wins for Army, and there have been 7 ties over these many years of the Army-Navy rivalry. Last night in the NFL, the Falcons edged the Buccaneers to open up the NFL weekend. 29-28, Atlanta getting the victory. Kyle Pitts had 11 receptions for 166 yards and 3 touchdowns. Man, I wish I had him on my fantasy team. He led Atlanta to the win. The Falcons improving to 5-9 on the season, while Tampa falls to 7-7. Philadelphia Eagles will have a reshuffled offensive line as they host the Raiders in a now critical game Sunday at the Link. Kickoff is at 1 o'clock with the Eagles looking to snap a 3-game losing skid and also looking to hold off those pesky Cowboys of all teams. Yeah. In the NFCs.
How about that?
Come on, Philly. Yeah. I mean, don't be ridiculous. The Steelers have an important game of their own against the Dolphins. Now, that won't be until Monday night. Defensive end T.J. Watt, though, hospitalized overnight Wednesday And I'm not sure, I haven't seen anything that definitively said he's out of the hospital just yet. He has a lung issue that they are testing. He experienced discomfort at the team's practice facility on Wednesday and was sent to the hospital. It is not clear yet whether Watt could play in Monday night's game against the Dolphins. The Steelers right now have a one-game lead over the Ravens, who will be at Cincinnati on Sunday. The Cowboys, by the way, will be taking on the Vikings on Sunday night football. We will have that game for you here on Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox. And Sharon Moore, the fired head coach of Michigan football, is now expected to be arraigned today on assault charges. Meanwhile, athletic director Wade Manuel, there was a report out there yesterday that he had been fired. That apparently is not the case, at least not yet. Ward Manuel is under a lot of scrutiny at the moment. This has not been a great tenure for Ward Manuel, and many, including yours truly, will be surprised if he survives this tumultuous period in Michigan athletics. His leadership is being strongly questioned, both nationally and internally at the University of Michigan. I expect that we'll get some more details. Again, there are a lot of reports out there, including multiple reports now from pretty respected reporters that this wasn't a one-time discretion by Sharon Moore, and now there are others coming out and saying there's apparently an OnlyFans model that says, yeah, he was DMing me. I think this is going to get much worse for Sharon Moore and potentially here for Ward Manuel and Michigan Athletics as well. But should get some more details confirmed when the arraignment comes down later today. Now, for our schedule this weekend, of course, Let's Talk kicks it off.
Oh,
3-day party weekend in style.
Wow.
Oh, you don't want to miss that. That's on right now, and it'll go till 10 o'clock.
Oh,
boy, those guys are entertaining.
Yeah, wow.
Dan Patrick Show will then take the airwaves from 10 to noon. Joe Lednoski and the Pennsylvania Sports Network hits the air from noon to 2. Then it is Chris Buchanani, and lots of good discussion there on the Penn State football situation and what the coaching staff is going to look like, and you don't want to miss that if you're a Penn State fan. Jim Galante and the Keystone Kickoff Show will roll your way from 3 to 4, and then Fox Sports the rest of the way today. Tomorrow we'll kick things off with the Keystone Kickoff Show. That'll be from 7 to 8, re-airing of this afternoon's program tomorrow morning from 7 to 8. Then Jed Donahue and the Pennsylvania Sports Network gets you ready for the big day in sports from 8 to noon tomorrow. And then on Sunday we'll have Fox Sports, of course, the Vikings and the Cowboys. That will kick off at a little after 8:20, I think, is the official kickoff time. 7:30 is when our coverage will begin, though, on Sunday night. And again, we will have the Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Miami Dolphins for you on Monday Night Football. And that airtime on Monday will be at 7:30. Busy weekend in sports. A little lighter again here locally, for Penn State at least, just because of finals week next week. Both basketball teams are in action and the wrestling team, but that's about it, really for the, entire week here for Penn State. And then they'll, several of those teams will have some, events, coming up next weekend. And then the bowl action gets underway on Tuesday. It will kick off
Tuesday
the bowl schedule. Yes, that is the highly anticipated Veterans Bowl, which, of course, this year will feature the anticipated showdown between Troy and Jacksonville State. And then on Wednesday, it's a bowl doubleheader. We will have the Cure Bowl, which will feature Ricky Ronnie, the head coach of Old Dominion, as ODU takes on South Florida. That actually should be a pretty entertaining game. 5 o'clock kick on Wednesday. And then the Ventures Bowl will follow with Louisiana taking on Delaware on Wednesday, and then, you know, we have bowl games galore over the next couple of weeks.
Okay. All right. There we go. All right.
And then the playoffs get underway.
Oh, yeah, that. Okay.
Who does Notre Dame face again in those playoffs?
Oh, they're not in it!
Hold that. Hold that thought.
Oh, Notre Dame.
All right, we'll take a break here. Take a break. Stop it. Take a break here in a little bit. I'll be looking for the Penn State men's basketball game tomorrow.
I mean,
the other night, they looked bad. Either that or Indiana looked unbelievably good.
It was a little bit of
a little both.
Indiana was on fire, but also, good heavens.
I mean, now Michigan State is not a great comeback team.
But is not the team you're looking to. That is not like the Eagles welcoming the Raiders to the link. That's the game you're looking for an opportunity to get back on track. Michigan State, whew. That is a tough way to try to get back on track.
So it'll be interesting how they look tomorrow.
Yep.
And we mentioned, at one point, now maybe this has changed.
Good home crowd would help there.
A good home crowd is desperately needed.
It would be
for that
very, very
noontime game tomorrow, all right? Can't use weather as an excuse, all right? No. For those students about to take finals, you want to blow off some steam?
Yeah, you got to get a little break.
Go to the game. Go to the game. All right, now, I missed this yesterday.
Yeah, would you?
You want to explain this to me? There is a national wrestling poll that does not have Penn State number one right now. You want to explain? I saw that. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Well, so faux wrestling, there are a lot of Penn State fans that are convinced this is simply a faux trying to get under Penn State's skin. There's been a somewhat adversarial relationship at times between faux wrestling and the Penn State program. I actually think this just has more to do with... They are looking at the rankings. Now, they're the ones doing the rankings, so any flaws that exist would be there. But they do their own rankings of the individuals. And what they are looking at to come up with their poll when it comes to the tournament rankings is, all right, what do we project? How do the rankings, how would they carry over to points accrued at the NCAA championships? And they do not take into account with that any potential bonus points that would be accrued at the tournament. It's just, all right, the placing points or the advancement points. And through the metric of their rankings and projecting the points from the rankings at the NCAA tournament, they have Ohio State, I think it's like 104 to 103, but edging Penn State in their rankings. So there are some people getting worked up. It is absolutely meaningless. It has nothing to do with what will happen at the end of the season. And whether you believe Ohio State is, in fact, the best team in the country, or you think, Penn State's going to win it by a wide margin, it's going to play itself out. We're going to actually wrestle that tournament, and we'll see how everybody's, what the health is of everybody at that stage of the season. And again, it'll play out, and a ranking in the second week of December in the sport of wrestling is truly meaningless. But it has people talking. That's not a bad thing. Ohio State does have a really good team. I mean, they really do have, top to bottom, a very strong lineup. Like, there's not really a weakness there where there's a weight where you're like, they're going to... They're going to eat it there. It's like, no, they're pretty solid all throughout. Now, when you look at Penn State's lineup, I think they have a few guys that are a little underrated in the flow wrestling rankings right now. Now, that'll change as the season progresses and we get more results. So, again, not a big deal. I feel confident that at a couple of weights, Penn State will score a lot more points than what Flo is currently projecting at the NCAA tournament. And but again, it's going to play itself out. It's truthfully, it's kind of fun to have people talking. Hey, is the dynasty coming to an end? Could this be Ohio State's year? That's good for the sport to have people talking and thinking along those lines. And you know, it's sports. Things happen. The Penn State fans said, "Well, there's no way." I'm not saying it's likely. I'm not saying it will happen. But to say that there's no chance, Ohio State's got a really nice team. And injuries and other things can come into play here. You just never know. But I would not get worked up if you're a Penn State fan. I think the Nittany Lions are going to be okay this season. I think they'll at least be in contention here when March rolls around. I think it'll be all right.
When do those two meet? Penn State, Ohio State?
They will meet at the Jordan Center here coming up at the end of January.
Oh, boy. That should be a big one. All right, that's cool.
Yes,
oh,
that'll be.
Wow.
Yeah, for a while we were thinking that the big matchup would be Nebraska this year, and then Nebraska has come out of the gates not looking quite like the team they were a year ago. Ohio State has looked better. Iowa, we thought would be, Iowa and Ohio State would be the other big ones. Iowa's still going to be a big match anytime you get a chance to compete in that venue out in Iowa. That's a great opportunity. That Ohio State meet right now, and I'm double-checking here, it's actually February 13th is the Ohio State meet. It's the Nebraska meet that's at the end of January on January 30th. So those are the two remaining Jordan Center meets, but the Ohio State match will be the last Big Ten meet of the year for Penn State on the 13th.
See, you're obviously Mr. Wrestling. I'm not. But I did watch the Iowa State-Iowa match a couple of weeks ago, I guess that was.
Yep.
And Iowa State dominated that
Iowa
night.
Iowa State's got a real – they have a very nice
But team. In this Flow Wrestling ranking, Iowa is above Iowa State. I'm like, wait. Hold
again, on. They're projecting rankings and translation to tournament points without factoring in bonus points and – bonus points are a difference maker when it comes to the national tournament. So,
bogus. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break here. Lots of things on an open line program. We've got some newsy things.
Yeah.
When we do come back, Michigan and Notre Dame. I mean, this is, it's like Christmas gifts, just bizarre gifts. But some things to throw out with those two particular ones. And, of course, your calls, so get ready for that. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Hi, listen, if you're considering an assisted living facility for yourself or a loved one, it's important that you choose a highly rated facility. And Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley is one of those facilities. U.S. News & World Report 2025 ranked Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley as the best assisted living facility. Now, that's a great accolade. Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley specializes in enhanced personal and memory care. Located in State College, from the moment you arrive, you'll find your or your family members' needs are met with the utmost attention and mindfulness. Nestled in a quiet, modern setting, Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley offers a warm and friendly community that's close enough to town to keep you or your family member connected, yet far enough away to provide that peaceful country feeling. For details, go to CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. That's one word, CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. Or call one of our friendly staff members for leasing and sales. Call 814-235-7675. Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Be a part of the best event of the winter. Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with sci-fi and fantasy fans from across the region. If you're a vendor of anything looking to reach this energized audience, open space is currently available. Go to happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the vendors tab for information. Reserve your space today and get ready for a weekend of action and profit. happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the vendors tab. Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports, I love Pittsburgh sports, we both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel. But a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
The late, great Freddie Mercury bringing us back in here on a Friday morning, helping us kick off the three-day party weekend. Queen, one of the all-time great rock bands. Phone lines are open here for Let's Talk as we kick off the three-day party weekend, 814-954-7266.
I don't follow modern music. I guess that's the old part of me.
Yeah.
Just, you know, today's music, talk about new music, just, I'm sorry, just no. Classic stuff. And in the old days, I think maybe it was an unwritten rule. If you were a big singer or a rock band or something,
had to do it.
You had to do a Christmas song.
Had to do it.
You had to do some Christmas song.
Yep.
I don't think they do that anymore. I think that's by the boards now.
I don't know if that's true. I think most of them
do. Rap singers do Christmas songs?
I think, I'll bet.
Really?
I'll bet you'll be surprised.
Wow.
I'll do some digging around here.
I'm amazed.
I'll bet most of them have, if not a Christmas album, a Christmas song.
Song, yeah.
Or two that they have,
really?
They have put out.
Like Lil Wayne or something does as a Christmas song.
You know, now you have me intrigued. I've got to be looking it up.
Or Megan Thee Stallion has a Christmas song. Really? Okay. You look that up, pal. I don't know. Anyway, friends, if you know or other things. We have open lines here to wrap up our week. Come on, join us. 814-954-7266.
When you have one? To ask for the clean version of A Christmas Song, however, that is a different twist.
Okay. Yes. Gotta watch out the four and five letter words. Okay, there we go. Anyway, we got some newsy stuff later on, but I'm going to stick with sports here just a little bit. First off, got proof again yesterday. Folks, you simply cannot trust everything you see on social media.
What?
Don't do it.
You've got to be kidding.
Don't do it.
Huh.
All right, so I'm doing my stuff yesterday, and yeah. I'm an ex-Twitter guy, and I go on ex-Twitter, and here's this, quote, expert. And it always starts with breaking. That's supposed to get your attention, right?
An ex-Twitter.
Breaking.
I think you're supposed to say an ex-Twitter pert.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, Gloria, whatever. Breaking in all cap letters. And it mentions the Michigan athletic director is being fired. Now, my first thought was, wow, okay, woo. Then my second thought was, okay, now wait a minute. So I started checking around online. Okay, give me some corroboration on this. And I couldn't find it. Because, as you mentioned earlier, at the very least, it hasn't happened yet, all right? But it didn't happen yesterday, no matter what this, quote, expert claimed. And, you know, during the whole Penn State coaching, you know, saga, I saw a bunch of those breaking, and always breaking. I mean, first off, anytime you see the word breaking, you should be immediately suspect, all right? This is somebody trying to get your attention. If it's whatever, Facebook, X, Twitter, you know, whatever, all those. When somebody has to put the word breaking out there, that means there's a 50-50 chance it's crap. All right? Either somebody just making a bad guess or somebody just trying to draw attention and clicks to themselves. Folks, beware, beware, beware. Okay? Be a good journalist. Double, triple check your information. Make sure it's accurate. I don't know who this Yahoo was, someplace, whatever. Yeah, the Michigan story, it's, I mean, again, folks, resist the urge to snipe. Some people online are not doing that. I will throw out one thing. Now, in record time, when this story broke this week, all right, inappropriate something with a staffer, okay? So, of course, what's for everybody's very first thought? Who was the staffer? And this young woman was identified and pictured almost immediately and splashed out there. Now everybody knows who the person was. Poof, there she is. An assistant to the coach. Okay, whatever. And something happened. And obviously, I can understand there are a lot of Michigan fans, which I am not, a lot of Michigan fans that are angry at her. In other words, something should happen to her. Now, I don't know, Mr. Ironheads. Should something happen to her? Because the coach wouldn't have done this if it weren't for her.
I mean, I think she will lose her job if she hasn't already.
Well, she was the assistant to the coach.
Correct.
So that's almost a given.
Yeah.
But I think some folks want to go further than that. Now, folks, this is danger zone stuff now. Like, whoa, whoa, slow down, slow down, slow down. All right? But, I mean, there are some folks, again, online, social media. I mean, that's vile, I guess is a good word to use. I mean, they want to string her up, for goodness sakes, either because of what she and the coach did or what she's doing to the university and blah, 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 all that stuff. All right? Okay. It's like, whoa, slow down, slow down. It's like, let's not get too crazy. Again, this is a rather bizarre story. This has nothing to do with X's and O's and wins and losses and none of that stuff. So tread carefully on this one. But, oof, again, social media, folks, oy, oy, oy. Then on social media, again, people being who they are, you know, experts, yeah, right, in quotes. Here's one expert, all right? So Michigan needs a new football coach. and some person, here's Michigan's top four targets. I'm thinking, okay, here we go. You ready for this? According to this dude, whoever this person is. Number one target, Nick Saban.
Uh-huh.
No.
Well, it would be a target. Oh, that would make
sense. And he's already pretty publicly stated, hasn't he? I'm not going anywhere.
This is true.
Because he's
still worth the phone call.
He's seen the climate of college football, and he's like, I don't need that anymore.
No.
Number two on the list, Urban Meyer. Ditto. Same thing. I would like to think that Meyer is smart enough, like Saban, to say, okay, this is not the college football I grew up in.
Yep.
I don't want to be part of this.
I think that is.
And they both have great TV deals, you know, being talking heads
and
so on.
Living good lives, yep.
Number three, Kirk Cignetti.
Worth the phone call.
Who is somewhere, I think this is true, Cignetti is smiling.
And that is true.
And this guy doesn't smile.
But I think that is probably true.
I mean, he's got this look on his face. I have to wonder when he goes into the locker room, the gloomy look goes away and he's like smiling ear to ear. You know, this is all a put on. But yeah. I mean, Cignetti he's the number one team right now, right? Indiana. Why would he want to go anywhere and walk into that cauldron?
Only undefeated team left.
All right.
Yep.
And then number four, again, is Kalen DeBoer. Now, here's social media yesterday. There's an ex-Twitter account with Kalen DeBoer's name on it. And there was a post yesterday, I am not going to Michigan. And then it says Roll Tide with the little Alabama logo.
Roll Tide.
And I'm thinking, wow, the coach came out and said that. And I'm like, wait a minute. I punched it up. And in the little description, it says, this is not really Kalen DeBoer.
What? I am stunned.
It's like, okay. So, I mean, it's not going to be any of those four. Kalen DeBoer is getting ready for the playoff. And he's, you know, when somebody asked him, a week or two ago about Penn State, he's like, I had no interest at all. I don't know why my name was in that gig. I was never interested. We're great here at Alabama.
He will be available, though, after the first round.
Oh, smarty pants. Okay.
Just saying, the Sooners will boom.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I saw Alabama.
You heard it here.
I saw Alabama and Georgia. Alabama looked terrible.
They did not look good.
Oh, my gosh, they looked awful. Georgia totally dominated them. Now, it is kind of interesting. Now, we've talked about Penn State a million times. Penn State's football schedule next season, not that daunting. Right?
No, Michigan was maybe the toughest game on it prior to
How about that?
This.
Yes. No,
USC maybe.
There's no Ohio State.
Yep.
They go off the schedule. There's no Indiana. There's no Oregon. Yeah, Michigan is on there, but now it's like,
It is still hard to wait. It's easy because no Indiana. What? Yes.
That sounds a little weird.
It just, man.
We got to put them up there now, all right?
That is hard.
They've got USC. Now, that should be a challenging game.
Yeah, but that's home.
That's right. That is here, yeah. So, and again, the three intro games, no offense, cream puffs again.
Well, the rivalry with Temple getting renewed will be anytime you get the in-state rivalry. Anything can happen.
Right. Okay. Whatever he said. Meanwhile, somebody put up Michigan's schedule. I'm like, holy crap. This is for next year. Now, these are current rankings, like right now. They have to play number one Indiana. Of course, they have to play Ohio State.
Well, yeah.
At Ohio State.
That's the game.
They are at number five, Oregon. They have number eight, Oklahoma. That's one of their early games.
Yep.
And then, of course, Penn State's back on the schedule. So if you're a Michigan fan, you're like, oh, my Lord. It's like everything's hitting you all over the place. What a mess. And it would be one thing if the coach was fired, you know, because of X's and O's, wins and losses. This, as bizarre as this story is, and what's going to transpire from it, you know, could the athletic director get fired? Well, that's a distinct possibility because Michigan has been a total mess. I mean, all the cheating scandals, the Jim Harbaugh stuff. What was that guy's name? Connor Stallions, the guy stealing signs and all that sort of thing over the last, two or three years. I mean, just, I actually feel for Michigan fans. And I have a few who are friends. I should reach out to them. And, again, folks, don't snipe. Don't do it. Don't do it. All right? Before we take a break, all right, you during your sports gig, you had all the, you know, player moves, coaches moves. I mean, it seems like most of the Iowa State staff is coming here.
Which is pretty typical, yep.
Several of the Penn Staters are going to Virginia Tech.
And elsewhere.
Jim Knowles is going to Tennessee.
Yep.
Now, that's interesting.
Going to South Carolina.
In the SEC. Mm-hmm. Ah, very interesting. We finally have some players hitting the portal.
Now, well, a player.
I've got to believe there's going to be more than one.
There will be.
All right. Andy Kotelnicki is going to coach the Pinstripe Bowl. He's going to work the Pinstripe Bowl.
Yeah.
And then I guess after that, have a nice time,
He'll
coach.
Go somewhere.
Thanks for your time. You know, blah, blah. I love some of these statements. When a coach is fired or let go and so on, you read some of these statements, it's like, oh, for goodness sake. Oh, we thank them for their, yeah, okay, yeah, as you show them the door, you're thanking them. Okay. I've always wondered, why do you bother making a statement? Because it's so baloney and full of it. That's one man's opinion, okay? It's so baloney and full of it. You don't believe that. It's just, why making, just make a statement, so-and-so is no longer a coach, and move on. Yeah. You know, Sable, we wish you your best in your next challenge or something. I'm like, yeah, thanks. You gave me the next challenge.
Yeah.
I've always found those statements to be so fake. It's like, why bother making them at all? Just say, so-and-so is no longer with the program. We're moving on. And that's it. Just honesty, straight up honesty. Anyway, all right. All right, let's take a break here. We got some newsy stuff here. Healthcare votes in Congress yesterday went absolutely nowhere. I think some people out there are panicking right now about their health insurance. And frankly, I'd say they have a right to panic. So maybe we'll talk about that a little bit. Still would love your calls if you'd like to chime in. Sit back and listen is cool, but we'd like for you to get in and play at 814-954-7266. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Fox Sports.
Bigger and better than ever, it's the 2026 Happy Valley Comic Convention, February 28th and March 1st at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with special guest Tricia Helfer, the gorgeous Cylon from Battlestar Galactica, and Tracy Coco from Star Trek, along with actors from Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and other Japanese series. Collectibles, discussions, artist costume contest, and much more. Get your tickets starting now at $8 at HappyValleyComicCon.com. Kids 10 and under free on Sunday. HappyValleyComicCon.com. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate happy hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Foxy Knowledge. It's that time of year again. Kool-Aid Man, you ready for Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Not all of the Christmas songs involve the Kool-Aid Man, Mr. Gacy. But Little John to the rescue for those of you looking for a little Kool-Aid with your Christmas music.
Turn that up.
Turn
that up.
We got to be a little careful.
I want to hear some more.
No. You're not a big fan of the Little John.
What's
Christmas
his name? Little John.
That's right. Featuring Kool-Aid Man.
Why are
all I really want for Christmas?
Why are all these guys little? Don't they have like tall guys, like Tall John or something?
Well, Notorious B.I.G. isn't little,
or he wasn't. Okay,
no,
you're dating yourself a little bit there, buddy. True. That's going back a ways. All right, that did not end well. Now, all these guys are little this and little that. I'm like, don't you have, like, tall guys? Tall Bill, Tall Bob, or something? No, they're all little this and little that. Boom, 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 boom. Folks, I'm sorry.
Fat boys weren't little.
All right. There's some Penn State students listening. You're outraged. Sorry, I'm a semi-old guy, but boom, 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 is not my idea of a Christmas
That's
song.
That's a little Christmas music to get you in the spirit here with Let's Talk on a Friday morning.
All right, we got an open line show. Half the people are angry and half the people are laughing right now. Mm-hmm. So anyway, 814-954-7266. All right. If you actually like that stuff that we just played, call in. We'll give you the floor. No. Please, Bing Crosby any day of the week. All right. Frank Sinatra, maybe. Dean Martin. Boy, these are guys that were going before I was even born. What does that say about me?
Uh-huh.
Anyway. All right. We're counting down to the end of the year. And again, some people are in panic mode right now. True panic mode.
Well.
Because what?
They got to get a coach. I mean, everybody at Michigan is a little panicky, but I think once they get the coach in place and probably a new athletic director, they'll be okay. But yeah, a little panicky right now.
I'm dying to see who ends up with that job.
It will be very interesting.
Because it needs to be a Michigan man. I saw a lot of those posts over the last day or two. Michigan, and that's an old guy.
I think if any school is in need of cleaning house and bringing in a new way of doing things, it would be Michigan right now.
That's an old Bo Schembechler line.
Yeah.
Got to be a Michigan man. Well, okay. That hasn't worked out too well, but
no.
We'll see what goes there. Now, folks are in panic mode about health care, all right, and their health insurance, which as of January 1 for tens of millions of people across the country, including yours truly, health insurance rates, I mean, skyrocket isn't a strong enough word, all right? I mean, it's going to be nuts, totally nuts. And the question is, okay, what's somebody going to do about it? Now, we've talked about this before. If you were listening to Wednesday's show again, Wednesday we had a really full show, or I'm sorry, I had a really full show because you were out. And I gave this about 5 minutes because that's all I had. All right. And then we went to our friend Joe Bastardi to talk about weather. All right. Because I got a little, this is personal for me, if you will. Now, first off,
well, I think it's personal for everybody.
A lot of I guess it probably would be for everybody, even if you have like health insurance through your job. All right, like good health insurance through your job, it probably even affects you too in various different ways. Now, down in Congress, I mentioned this for days. The Republicans are stuck. They are stuck on this. It has become their issue. All right? And no, Democrats caused this. Yes, Democrats caused this, but it's now the Republicans' problem. And everybody's...
Well, yeah, whoever's in charge is going to... has to deal with it.
Okay. But it's a... In other words, if nothing happens and we get to January 1 and a whole lot of people see their health insurance rates just, headed for Saturn or someplace, they're going to point the finger at Republicans, maybe Donald Trump, and so on. Now, they had two votes in Congress yesterday, and the Senate neither had any chance of succeeding. I mean, dead on arrival. And this was predicted, all right? So the Democrats in the Senate come out yesterday, if you missed this, they come out, well, let's extend the subsidies for 3 years. Three. No changes. All right, just let's keep them going for another 3 years. Well, Republicans, now amazingly, four Republicans voted for that yesterday. And I think they did because they see desperation mode, like, we got to do something. And so they came out with this one. 3 years, essentially no real changes. Now, 3 years from now is 2028, right smack dab in a presidential election year. That's another reason why that bill had zero chance of passing. None. And it didn't. Then the Republicans come out with a version, or at least some Republicans came out with a version, which is sort of the Donald Trump version, which is, okay, if we're going to hand out government money, or your money, to people, instead of giving it to insurance companies, let's give it straight to the people. And you can put it in a health savings account to help you pay for your health care. Well, most people don't have a health savings account. All right? They don't even have it. And it does, and it, and essentially no real changes in that plan. It's just, okay, we're going to hand the money to different people. That's it. Well, that went down in flames because that didn't have a chance of passing. And so now members of Congress are supposed to go home for, you know, the holidays and take it easy and so on. Okay, they got to do something here in the next, well, definitely 2 weeks, but the next week. Question is, what's it going to be? Now, apparently, a lot of these politicians don't listen to this show, which is ridiculous. They should all be listening to this show.
Yeah, that's a problem right out of the gate.
All right, that's bizarre. Now, maybe John Fetterman does. I'm not sure. Fetterman has become a very... I'd love to have him on the show. Oh, my gosh, I'd like to have him on the show. Because he's... The true blue Democrats want nothing to do with him anymore. He's too centrist. Isn't that weird? He's too centrist. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And Republicans are like, well, gee, he says some nice things, but he still votes for Democrat stuff, so they don't claim him either. So Fetterman is kind of that guy out there all by himself, which I actually kind of like. All right? Wow, an independent fella. Interesting. Now, again, the guy can't get out of his hoodie. Please tell me Mrs. Fetterman washes his hoodies. He doesn't wear the same hoodie like 10 days in a row or something like that. There he is. I guess it might have been a TikTok video yesterday. He's there in his hoodie. All right. And he says there should be a one-year extension of the subsidies. I'm really wondering. I'm going to guess that has a chance of passing. That could pass. Now, it has to pass in the next, like I said, week or two. Now, that's not Fetterman's idea. It's just the one that he backs. It's the one he is supporting. Again, right now, in a very short period of time, they don't have any other options. I mean, again, if Republicans do nothing and health insurance rates go from here to Saturn here in a few weeks, I mean, that's going to be really ugly, really ugly. They have to do something. The one-year extension to give us time to come up with something might fly with most politicians. But again, it doesn't solve the problem. Got to solve the problem. So I mentioned this very briefly. Personal experience for me just this fall. I don't know. I did something to my knee apparently over the summer. I did something. And in August, it started hurting. I started having some issue with my right knee. And so I went to my health care provider, I won't name, went to my doctor, had a checkup, did okay, but I said, yeah, my knee is really starting to give me some trouble here. And he's like, well, you need an orthopedic appointment. Okay, that's fine. I've never done that before. So then the problem started. All right, number one, I had to wait weeks and weeks to get an appointment, to get a, you know, come in. And that didn't happen until the middle of October. So I had to wait. Meanwhile, September and October, my knee is really starting to hurt. And I'm thinking, I mean, my buddy here noticed I'm limping around. I'm really having a tough time. Couldn't run. I mean, I'd try to run three steps, I'd have to stop. But pain was really bad. So I finally get an appointment in mid-October with my health care provider. Okay, this appointment lasted about a half an hour. And during the appointment, I had an x-ray done, which I expected. All right, is there some kind of problem with my knee? And the x-ray thing took literally 5 minutes. All right, this is not the old days. They took me in the x-ray room. The very helpful attendant there was like, okay, sir, stand this certain way. Okay, hold still. Okay, now turn this way. Okay, now turn this way. Lasted 5 minutes. And then I went back to my waiting room or whatever. And I was dealing with the PA, a physician's assistant. By the way, again, all the people I dealt with were fantastic. Terrific, awesome, great. No complaints about people. But I was there half an hour. And I got a five-minute x-ray. So a month later, I get this in the mail. This is from my insurance company, essentially saying, okay, we covered it. You're fine. Folks, again, number one, do you ever, if you have a health procedure, a doctor appointment or whatever, do you ever take a look at the insurance paperwork that you get sent? If you don't, you need to. You need to open up that envelope and take a look at the numbers because they have to tell you what that is. So I get this, all right, a couple of weeks. I've had this for like 2 weeks. Again, a half an hour and an x-ray. The provider, the healthcare provider, their total bill, $1,870 for a half an hour and an x-ray.
Yep.
Now, did I know that day? Of course not. They don't tell you that stuff. All right, health providers, they don't tell you anything about that stuff. All right? And I'm looking at this number like, holy, what? Now, we're not done yet. Now, the health insurance company gets involved. And so it says here, we paid the health provider $810. And the health provider took that as payment in full. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. The original bill was $1,870. You paid them $810, and that was enough. Now, I had to pay a $75 like a copay. Okay, fine. I don't have a problem with that. So, I mean, there's problems all over the place. One, a half an hour and one x-ray is almost $2,000. Seriously? Now, I know I'm not the only one. People across our radio audience, you're all nodding your heads. Yeah, I had the same thing. Yep, that happened to me too. We got a problem? And then apparently, the health provider was given $810, and that's fine. That paid the bill. So I guess I should be thrilled that we saved $1,000. I should be excited. I'm not. I mean, $810 for a half an hour and one x-ray? Now, this is one appointment. I had a follow-up appointment, well, it was 3 weeks ago. And I've been doing some rehab exercises. By the way, I'm doing much, much better. My knee feels great. I actually did a little run yesterday. I'm like, cool. Okay, I'm back to normal. Yay. Well, for now, at least. But when I had my follow-up appointment 3 weeks ago, I met with the PA. She's great. This one lasted about 15 minutes. And she says, how about we give you a steroid shot in your knee to help with any remaining pain that you have? And I'm like, I'm good for that. All right. And so she gets a little vial of something and, you know, gets my knee ready and gives me the shot. Amazingly, I didn't feel a thing. That's great. Normally, I have to slug down a few vodkas for that. But no, this case, that didn't happen this time. I'm lying. So she gives me a steroid shot and she says, okay, hopefully this should help you out now for a few months. I want you to give me an update in a couple of weeks to let me know how you're doing. Okay, great. That was it. 15 minutes and a steroid shot. I can't wait to get my next health insurance statement to find out how much 15 minutes and a steroid shot actually cost. Folks, if we're going to solve health care, the entire system needs to be essentially torn apart and redone. Now, we've talked about this a little bit before. Full transparency. I should know in advance how much this is costing me, not a month later when I get my health insurance statement. Are we in agreement on this? We should be. If we're actually going to fix this problem, and man, does it need fixing. All right? Again, $1,800 was my original bill. $800 is what they got paid, and that paid in full. So then why was my original bill not $800? Where did $1,800 come from? What the heck is this? It's because the system sucks. It doesn't work for us. And now, again, I'm peeing in the wind here, to use that old line, because I realize most politicians will not have the guts to do what I say has to be done. The whole system needs to be torn apart. Total transparency. You should know the price of everything in advance. Total choice. All right? Your health insurance company's job should be to help you get the best deal. At which outlet? Well, the outlets have to tell you, well, for a knee procedure, we charge this. This one over here charges this. This one over here charges this. And I get to choose where I want to go. Folks, that's what we do with everything else. Buy a car, buy a house, buy food. This grocery store has bread for this much. This grocery store has bread for this much. I think I'm going to go to this one. Right? Why don't we do that with health care? Why are we, this whole system stinks.
No, we can't trust the free market. I got to let the government take it over, Scott.
Government
will take care of everybody.
Oh, ring the bell. Yes. Socialized medicine. Yeah, you that's what we need.
You don't need to know the cost once the government takes over. It's just going to be given to you, Scott.
At what cost?
And God bless some of you, but some of you
actually buy that.
Actually wanting that to occur.
Yeah.
And it's depressing, to be perfectly honest, that we actually have citizens that think, yep, by God, I'll let the government take over health care, and then we don't have to worry about it. Again, lack of freedom, lack of responsibility, and more people just seem across the board. Yeah, I'm good with. Who needs freedom if I don't have to be responsible for
only
my
the government can solve problems.
Let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Well, you've opened Pandora's box now.
Yes,
well,
we have.
True enough.
Here we go.
Here's my comment. I will preface this by saying it is better than it was, but a long way from perfect. I have one statement to make for the people that think the government's the answer, VA.
Well, yes.
You want to describe that caller?
Yeah. The Veterans Administration, all the VA stuff is such a mess. I'm not a veteran. My brother is, and he worked in the medical field in the Air Force for 31 years. But, the government's got their hands on it, obviously. And it is probably one of the most, much better, as I say, than it was 25 years ago, but a long ways from good, and the government basically runs it. So if you want to know what government-run medicine is, ask somebody that has to go to the VA on a regular basis.
Okay.
I'm out.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call.
Phone call.
Yeah.
And the perspective.
There have been plenty of arguments or complaints about the VA. There's complaints about Medicare. Medicaid, that's government health care. That's not the answer. All right? We need free market, open it up, full choice for folks, pricing that you know immediately before you go in, not after. I mean, this whole system it's a racket is what it is. It's a freaking racket. And if we're actually going to solve this problem, we got to tear apart the racket. Now, what brave politicians are willing to do that? Brave meaning if they even hint at this sort of stuff, okay? You know, next year, again, the healthcare industry, health insurance industry would fight this tooth and nail, and they're big. And they would throw money at anybody who would run against somebody that would be brave enough to say, this system doesn't work anymore. We've got to change it.
Yep.
People cannot afford health care anymore. And not a handful. We're talking tens and tens of millions of Americans can't afford it anymore. You have priced yourself to the moon or Saturn, and it shouldn't be that way. Well, it doesn't have to be that way.
And one of the, again, there are a whole bunch of problems. One of the biggest problems right now is that a lot of the insurance, and I have a couple of friends who are going through vastly different experiences, health problems, but they're both having the same issue in that everything is responsive. Oh, yes, we'll take care of this once you're sick. Oh, you're trying to do something preventative? No, we can't help you with that. Well, what the hell? Even on the testing end of it, some of the things that they will approve, oh, yeah, no, by all means, test for that. And then the things that they won't approve, well, no, but if you do come down with diabetes, let us know and we can help. But I'm trying to prevent from getting there, and I want to yeah, nothing we can do there. What? Like it's exactly backwards. Like if somebody is trying to be proactive with their health and therefore trying to prevent future costs to themselves, but also to the system, you see what we ought to be doing, boys and girls, is saying, yes, let us help you with that. Nope, nothing we can do. Let us know. Looks like you could be sick, though, in a couple of years. Once you get really sick, come back and see us, and we'll help you.
Oh, good.
Good God. Like, exactly ass backwards. Let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning. This is Chucko calling in.
Hey, Chucko.
Go ahead.
Jingle bells, Santa smells 100 miles away. Ho, 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 ho.
Oh, the classics. They never die.
See, my version, it was Rudolph ran away. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, boy.
Hey, I wanted to talk about
in Little John's version, it was, and I gotta pay the ho, ho, ho.
Oh, stop that. All right, caller, go ahead, Chucko.
Hey, about the Michigan coach.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't really get infidelity, and I know, I just don't get that. You know, he's a family man, and he's out there banging the secretary.
Yeah, not good. But it's worth. So what makes this? I mean, yes, I'm with you, and that's not good. And why get married if you're not in love with the person that you're married to? And if you're in love, you don't do this kind of stuff. So I'm with you on all of that. But this is to me much worse because of the professional relationship here, and that there is, and again, the fact that she got the, whatever it was, 60-some percent raise and went from, whatever, it was like 55,000 to 99,000, and that was approved. Like, somebody had to know, like, somebody, whether it's the athletic director, which is my suspicion, or somebody else, I mean, they might not know what was going on, but, like, how are you just rubber stamping that kind of a rate? Like, are you not asking? And Sherrod Moore was, she's just doing a really good job. I mean, come on. Like, that relationship, because then it gets into the, you know, there's a preferential treatment there, right? So now you're opening up the university, the athletic department, to a lawsuit from somebody, hey, I would have done that job for $75,000 or, you know, whatever it may be, and I would have done a better job. Well, now it's like it was the only reason she was there and got the raise, and you don't know. And that's that's why pretty much every department has policies against this with a subordinate in particular in the workplace, because it just that there is no way that's not going to cause problems for you within the workplace.
Well, I got one last thing to talk about. The last thing that I talked called in there about fruitcake, and only just thing to say about fruitcake is sort of like Donald Trump. You either love him or you don't love him.
But it's much different in that I love Donald Trump and I hate fruitcake.
I was going to say, we give the thumbs down to fruitcake. Yeah. All right.
Well, I love Donald Trump and I love fruitcake.
Wow.
Well, you're half good.
Ooh, wow.
You're half right.
Okay. All right, thanks for the call.
We do appreciate the phone call.
I mean, folks, we'll take a break. What a crazy show. We found a fruitcake lover. Holy mackerel. That guy must be a fruitcake.
Ah! I'm part of the MAFL movement.
The who?
Make America Fruitcake Lus. The
MAFL? Oh, please stop.
The MAFL movement.
Just stop.
Part of the MAFL movement.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. More calls, more craziness.
And what's weird is I love fruit, and I love cake. It's just that never the twain shall meet.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Kevin Harlan here from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Join us all season long for primetime action on the road to the playoffs and Super Bowl 60. Each week, Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner and I will have the call of great matchups, along with Mike Golic, senior and junior, in the studio. Don't miss out on the great NFL tradition that is Monday Night Football.
Catch all the action all season long. Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub, right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Okay, I know this song.
Oh, yeah, this is all a fun one.
Now the picture, frozen landscape, chill this room for 24 days, evergreen.
It's Let's Talk as we kick off the three-day party weekend and the Christmas celebration here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Phone number for you to call in is 814-954-7266, but you already know that. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Apologies, Jeff, for the call back, but...
Whoop. You there?
It's a bonus.
Okay, we lost you for a moment. Start again.
I said the coach's again should have been performance bonus. And also, my wise uncle told me one time many years ago when I was just a kid, do you know why fruitcake tastes like jelly beans mixed with sawdust? And I said, gee, Uncle Bob, I don't know. He said, because that's what it is.
I am with you 100%. And your uncle. It's... Yeah, again, fruit is wonderful. I appreciate the phone call. We'll open the phone line back up here, 814-954-7266. Fruit is wonderful. Cake, I mean, yes. Who could be against cake? But
put the two together.
Yeah, but fruitcake is not, that's not what that
no.
should be.
No.
With two wonderful products like that, somehow you combine them and you get that horrible mess.
Oh, bad.
Let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Yeah, Jeff?
Yes.
Jeff, I just want to make a comment on the gentleman that made the comment on the VA.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I will tell you this personal experience here in State College in the past year. I've dealt with the VA rather than the other health care in this area, and the gentleman needs to maybe rethink his comment. The VA health care system here in State College in this area is more efficient, better run, and more communication between the patients and the doctors and to the staff is so much better than what you get everywhere else. That's just my personal opinion. What I've experienced.
All right, well, yeah, I actually would tend to agree. So I have a couple of relatives who deal with the VA, and overall, I would say their experiences have been substantially better than we've had our fair share between my wife and kiddo. We've had our fair share of medical issues, and it has been very hit and miss. We've had some wonderful experiences and really really good situations, and some others, and sometimes with the same group, and it's like, oh, man, this one was rough. And then, so, yeah, I would actually tend to agree with you that that locally, I think overall, I think the VA experience is better than most of the general medical experiences here locally.
All right, now, caller, I've got a question for you, all right? This is Scott. It sounds like you're a vet, right? You're a vet?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, 20 years. Yes.
All right. I'm not a vet. Down in Altoona, the VA center they have down there. I mean, I've driven past it in the past. Oh my gosh, 1,000 times or 100 times or something like that.
Yes.
Have you ever had any dealings with that center in Altoona?
Yes, actually, my father, who's a retired military, is actually over at the veterans' home. They're actually building a new veterans' home in Hollidaysburg that will be transferring patients from the old one from 50 years ago to a brand new three-story building in the next 2 months. Mm-hmm. So if anybody thinks that the VA is going downhill, better look around, because I believe through his care over there and with the hospital, because he's had a procedure done from the home to that hospital over there. I'm telling you, it's very positive. And I just think more people, and my advice is this, if you are a veteran and you're having issues, give the VA the opportunity, because I believe that with the past, there's been a lot of problems, and I think there's been a lot of focus, a lot of money, and a lot of priorities through making things better. And I just think it's an option that every veteran needs to look into for their own well-being.
All right, now let's follow on what you just said, because the knocks against the VA go back years. You're saying that things have gotten better in recent
Absolutely.
Years.
Dramatically.
Okay.
Listen,
yep.
I get communication from appointments through the VA app, through your phone. They call me with my results, with my any test that I take within 2 days, 3 days. I get results on the efficiency has to me is very admirable. I just think that we need to give them a chance because what I'm experiencing and what it's very positive.
All right, now help me out, caller. I mean, what changed, and when did it change? Because it didn't used to be. When did this all start to change?
Well, I tell you what, I think that maybe 20 years ago, I think I'm 15 maybe, I believe that at that time there's a lot of focus on inadequacies and leaving VA homes go, leaving health care into VA. There was, I think, even some political situations where they went in and found some things and they were required to make because maybe the people, demanded it. And I think the politicians and the people in Washington, listened. And they went in and they made the changes and they have put the money into the system, into the VA. And I think we're now beginning to see these changes in the last 5 to 10 years, I would say 10 years anyway, be very much possible. I'll tell you, walk into the State College VA clinic, and you go over there, and you're there within 5 minutes. You're in a doctor's office. You're being taken care of, and the thing is you don't walk out the door if you have three or four other things going on with you that you need checked. They do it all in one day. So people are going from this office to that office. They're getting taken care of. And it's very, like I said, I think the big thing is efficiency. It's very efficient for the people. And that's what it's supposed to be about.
All right.
It is what it's supposed to be about.
Appreciate your call. Thank you for taking the time to call in.
Yep. Appreciate the perspective.
Hey, great show, guys.
Hey, thank you for the call.
All right. That's good. All right. And again, State College has a facility. I haven't been in it, but I'm more familiar with the one down in Altoona. They got the big sort of mini Vietnam Memorial wall there in front, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So I remember stories, and he said 5 to 10 years, okay, that problems are like, okay, we got to change this. And they got in and changed it, and apparently, according to our caller, those have been good changes. We'll ring the bell for that. That's the way it's supposed to be. So good. That's great. Now, the rest of the system?
Yeah, I think part of it was the priority on staffing. I don't know everything that was involved, but I think they got rid of some of the red tape. But also, at least locally, I think it's much better staffed than it was, say 20 years ago. The efficiency part is a big part of it, going back to the problems with healthcare in general, we're not going to have enough. It is terribly inefficient. That's the short version right now, where instead of, hey, let's just do everything today while you're here, it's, well, while you're here getting your regular checkup, let's also schedule this for this date and then that for this date. And do you want to get this checked? Well, I don't know. Should I get it checked? Well, that's up to you. Well, I'm not the medical expert. Like, is it something I need to have or not? Well, it's up to you. What's it going to cost me? Oh, I don't know. That's between you and your insurer. Well, you're not helping. Like, how am I supposed to make it? They don't give you help too often. And then where they do give you help, again, it's, well, you'll schedule this appointment for this date. And you know, many of us have, like, these things called lives. And if you forget that appointment, well, it'll be another 6 months till we can get you in. And, you'll send me a reminder. Well, no, here's a card telling. What? Come on.
All right.
Like, we've got to be better. We'll try to be better on the other side of this break.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Hi, listen, if you're considering an assisted living facility for yourself or a loved one, it's important that you choose a highly rated facility. And Celebrationville of Nittany Valley is one of those facilities. U.S. News & World Report 2025 ranked Celebrationville of Nittany Valley as the best assisted living facility. Now, that's a great accolade. Celebrationville of Nittany Valley specializes in enhanced personal and memory care. Located in State College, from the moment you arrive, you'll find your or your family members' needs are met with the utmost attention and mindfulness. Nestled in a quiet, modern setting, Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley offers a warm and friendly community that's close enough to town to keep you or your family member connected, yet far enough away to provide that peaceful country feeling. For details, go to CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. That's one word, CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. Or call one of our friendly staff members for leasing and sales. Call 814-235-7675. Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports, I love Pittsburgh sports, we both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Be a part of the best event of the winter, Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with sci-fi and fantasy fans from across the region. If you're a vendor of anything looking to reach this energized audience, open space is currently available. Go to happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab for information. Reserve your space today and get ready for a weekend of action and profit. happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab. Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center.
Track, y'all. My Santa's scaring babies in his lap, y'all. My baby's cozy, she mistletoes me, and she be slaying that Mariah karaoke. And all the Starbuckers in the latte, put some peppermint mocha in my latte.
Oh, the peppermint. Everybody loves the peppermint.
Okay.
Not a big fan of the peppermint.
This would be country music, apparently.
Well, yeah, this is fancy like Christmas. This is Walker Hayes just reworking the fancy like song.
Can we bring back like Christmas? Bring back Burl Ives or something?
Oh, good old Burl.
Or Bing Crosby or. Please, maybe, kind of. Sort
you don't
of.
Want to be fancy like Christmas? Fine, Gacy. You don't have to be
fancy. Oh, that's
fancy.
The name of the song. Okay.
Fancy
like Christmas. Anyway, we're out of time.
Yeah, we are heading into quite the weekend. Hopefully, you get a chance to enjoy that Army-Navy game. To me, one of the great spectacles in sport. Man, one of these years, I am going to get in person to an Army-Navy football game. Go Navy, by the way. And look forward to the weekend. Again, Penn State Wrestling will be at Wyoming on Saturday night. Penn State Hoops against Michigan State tomorrow at noon. We hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again Monday.
Sports Radio 98.
97, the Fox Sports.